Life changed for most New Yorkers after 9/11, but comedians faced a special dilemma. Who needs a jester when the world is on fire? WNYC's Jim O'Grady talked to comics about trying to get audiences, especially New Yorkers, to laugh again after the attacks. And we have a content warning. Parts of this story are not suitable for young listeners.
Comedian Jeff Ross is best known as a performer on the Comedy Central roasts. 10 years ago, he was living in a high-rise in the West Village. His friend and fellow comedian Dave Chappelle had been evacuated from his apartment in Lower Manhattan and was sleeping on Ross's couch. They tried to imagine working again.
You go into 9/12, 9/13, 9/14, and you go, nothing's funny. You know, we can try to make jokes, but there's not going to be an audience for it.
It was the same all around. When Conan O'Brien, David Letterman, and Jon Stewart returned, they scrapped humor for seriousness. Some commentators were saying this is the way it would be from now on, that 9/11 had sobered up the American sensibility. New York comedian Eugene Merman said, no.
In the immediate aftermath, literally, people were like, how will humor work now? And then, you know, a year later, people were like, humor works the same. Who knew? I knew.
So did Time Out New York comedy editor Jane Borden. She sat around a table at WNYC with four comedians who've done stand-up for anywhere from 12 to 20 years.
That's why it's so silly that people would say after trauma or crisis or during 9/11 specifically that comedy has no place. Comedy is literally part of the healing process. I mean, it's, you know, like step 7 or whatever on the grief cycle. I just made up my own grief cycle. But I mean, you know, it's how you process things and you eventually become okay with something and you laugh at it.
Ted Alexandro stepped back and re-examined his act.
Certain things seem so ridiculous or just you know, meaningless after something that tragic. Mm-hmm. So it's like, why am I telling this joke about, you know, whatever it was, you know.
Right, why, I'm going to complain about dating.
Right.
A week after 9/11, WNYC host Brooke Gladstone interviewed Will Ferrell, then a cast member on Saturday Night Live. She asked about a meeting the show had just held to talk about getting back to doing what they did.
So what happened? Yeah. Did you set some ground rules? Did you say, okay, first off, no Bush jokes?
Well, I think the political and topical humor that we're usually known for, we're going to have to kind of keep our foot off the gas pedal for a while here. And like we were saying before, we don't know for how long.
Jeff Ross called comedian Buddy Hackett and asked how he'd handled his first show back after the assassination of President Kennedy. Ross remembers Hackett told him,
I walked on stage and I said, today, you know, this week, America lost a president. I lost a president and a friend, and that's all I'm going to say about it. And he went on and he did his act.
That was good enough for Ross. He performed the weekend after 9/11, when the downtown streets still swirled with dust from Ground Zero.
I put my T-shirt over my nose, and I went across the Greenwich Village to the Comedy Cellar on McDougal Street. 20 people, most of them tourists from other countries who couldn't get a flight out. You know, I think one of my jokes was, I think my grandfather is taking his patriotism too far. Today he tried to enroll in Old Navy.
Comedian David Cross was living on the Lower East Side during the attacks. He told this joke.
So I was in New York for September 11th, or as I like to refer to it, the week football stopped.
Probably the best-known 9/11 joke wasn't even about the event. It was a joke Gilbert Gottfried told at a Friars Club roast held in New York in late September of 2001. It followed a 9/11 joke he had just told and had bombed.
So I went up there. I wanted to be the first one to do, like, the bad taste joke about September 11th. I guess part of me was I wanted to, like, maybe shock people out of their stupor.
His friend Jeff Ross says that's a nice theory, but Gottfried was doing what he always does.
That's what he lives for. That fuels him, you know. There's the line, and then when Gilbert goes on, there's a new line. He creates the line.
I went up there and I said, I have to leave early tonight. I have to fly to L.A. I couldn't get a direct flight. We have to make a stop at the Empire State Building. And the audience started, like, there was a loud gasp, there was mumbling back and forth, and you could hear the chairs move. And then I went into telling the aristocrats joke. And that somehow turned it all around. You know, like the aristocrats joke, for the few who don't know it, is about incest and bestiality. So the audience basically is sitting there laughing hysterically.
Footage of Gottfried telling the joke became the centerpiece of the hit film The Aristocrats. He got credit for being the first comedian after 9/11 to deliver a hugely cathartic laugh. I asked if he thought the joke worked because it was so absurd and funny that it brought the audience to a place outside reality where they could feel some relief.
Yeah, that could be it. Or it could be people just like hearing about families having sex together. Yeah. Maybe more people have sex with the family dog than we really knew.
Believe it or not, Gottfried thinks comedy in the aftermath of an event like 9/11 is less about startling people than about defiance.
Tragedy and comedy are just, they're not as opposite or separate as you'd think. It's like, I always thought comedy and tragedy are roommates. So wherever tragedy is, comedy is staring over its shoulder, sticking its tongue out.
There's a thought. Of all the ways we'll be marking the 10th anniversary of 9/11, maybe one of them can be to stick a tongue out at it. For WNYC, I'm Jim O'Grady.